Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. My name's Jeremy. I'm here with our co-host for the week, and her name is
Kennedy.
Kennedy Grace Summerlin, or you can just call her Kennedy, but never Ken. Do you like being called Ken? Never do that. Never call her Ken. So today, me and Kennedy are hanging out. She'll be listening to this maybe on the way to school next week on Tuesday morning, on the way to fifth grade. Is that right, Kennedy? She's crushing fifth grade already. Kennedy, I have a question for you. Kennedy, how can you glorify God?
By loving Him and obeying.
Beautiful. You're a rock star. All right. So speaking of loving people, can you tell us about some people? Obviously, you love God and just became a child of God last night, but can you tell us some people that you know and that you love?
My mom and my dad.
Your mom and your dad. Anybody else who you love a lot? Just so you know, Kennedy's big sister is in the room watching, and Kennedy's being a bully right now. And also, Kennedy loves her sister, her brother, and her children's pastor. You know, when I think about the people that I love, Kennedy, and why I love them, one of the reasons that I love people is because some of them loved me. And when I realized that they cared about me, it made me care about them, you know? So we're going to talk about that and specifically about how God loves us. And so because He loves us, it's obvious that we could love Him in return. Our friend Logan's going to do that. But first, we have a very cheesy, very corny joke of the day.
Hey, Sophia.
Yeah?
Why is the sky blue?
I don't know. Why?
I don't know, because God made it that way.
Good morning, kids. This is Jack, letting you know that it's time for you to wake up. This week, we are learning that to glorify God, we can love Him and obey Him. Today, I'd like to talk a little more about loving God. First, let's think about why we can easily choose to love God. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love Him because He first loved us." Loving God isn't a hard thing to do. If you just take a moment to think about how much He loved you first. You were born His enemy. You chose to rebel against Him by doing things your way instead of His. Your sin against God meant you deserved a punishment that should last forever. God chose to love you before you even had a chance to choose to love. Before you were ever born, God knew you would sin and earn terrible, eternal punishment. But He loved you so much. Not because you deserved to be loved, but simply because He chose to love you. He loved you so much that He chose to rescue you. He left heaven and came to earth. He lived a perfect life and then chose to die to take the punishment you deserve. He did that so that way you would have an opportunity to turn away from your sin and trust Him to rescue you. Now, any person who does that becomes a child of God and is rescued from the punishment they deserve. God did that for every person. He made a way for them to be rescued and adopted into His family. And He did all of that because He loves you. He did that because He loves you. When we think about that, it becomes really easy to choose to love Him. In Matthew 22, Jesus commands us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. When we remember that He loved us first, this isn't hard to do.